Hello, and welcome to the Built Different podcast with Zach Clinton. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram. While there, you can join in the conversation about this show. Just search for Built Different Podcast in your internet browser. Here now is your host, Zach Clinton, on this edition of the Built Different Podcast.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Built Different Podcast. I'll be your host, Zach Clinton. Man, I'm so excited to be releasing this very special episode with you guys today with honestly one of the guys that I view as just a genuine, authentic, real dude, and that's Mr. Paul Hippler. Let me tell you a little bit about Paul. Paul played for Abilene Christian University. He was a basketball shooting guard for the team, and this dude honestly probably didn't get as much playing time as he would have expected to have gotten going into college basketball. And even throughout the 4 years there, probably wasn't all that happy with it up front, right? I know so many young athletes, though, we get so consumed in trying to control things that we can't control, right? We're trying to make the calls for the coach. We're trying to get the playing time and say, coach, I deserve this. But at the end of the day, choosing an attitude of gratitude is what Paul really is known for. I mean, as they went on their March Madness run here in this past March Madness and Abilene Christian University upset the University of Texas, Paul became this overnight sensation, right? Because of this famous horns down approach. I mean, you guys saw in our post leading up to this episode, and it went all over the country to the point where Paul's getting interviewed at podcast after podcast. He's getting shown the video footage of him giving the horns down and being just this unbelievable team player all over the bench, hyping up the guys, doing the handshakes, getting all of the guys just completely locked in and engaged. And ultimately, he's the epitome of what everybody wants in a teammate, right? And that is what people need to understand, because hear me when I say this. Michael Jordan and the Kobe Bryants and the people like these guys, right? They get all the success in the world. One thing that I'm going to tell you just straight up, if you want to become somebody that's great at something, you have to be able and willing to sacrifice for the team first. You got to be all in for the team. Yeah, these guys were amazing athletes, right? The MJs, the Kobes, all these guys, man, they could straight up play and they were the GOATs, the greatest of the greatest. But hear me when I say this. Those dudes understood what it meant to be a true and genuine teammate first. And some of the guys that were on their team will tell you exactly that. You know why? Because they pushed their teammates beyond their limits. They pushed them to become excellent at something. They pushed them to want it more. They pushed them in so many different ways that people would never understand unless you spoke to their teammates specifically. And that's something that Paul Hippler did as well. Like I said up front, Paul may have not gotten the playing time that he wanted, but he was the type of guy who was building character, who was pouring into relationship to his teammates, who was encouraging them. And let me tell you something. It's hard when you're in competition, even with your teammates, for playing time to find joy and satisfaction in watching someone else have success while you're not getting the opportunity. But Paul was somebody that was able to do that. And so during this episode, what we're going to be talking about is this joy that Paul has been able to completely find in Christ. Even in the hardest moments, right? Even in the moments where he thought life should have been a different way, even when he's busting his tail to get the playing time that he thinks and that he should have deserved in a sense, right? Because he's working so hard, it just wasn't his time and he was waiting for his moment time and time again. But let me tell you something, when his moment came, Paul was prepared because he never wasted his waiting season. He was preparing, right? He was choosing joy. He was choosing to have a great attitude. He was choosing this idea of worship. One of my favorite quotes is by Nancy Lee DeMoss. She said this, "In every situation in my life, all the trials, all the hardship, I'm given one of two options. I can choose to whine or I can choose to worship. And it is impossible to worship without giving thanks." I challenge you, as you're listening to this episode, listen to the passion. Listen to the humility, listen to the selflessness that Paul speaks with, because I'm telling you, it fires me up to see somebody like him who just wants to make a difference because he cares so much about other individuals. I challenge you to be that person, to choose joy in the midst of trial, that James 1 mindset, because I promise it will within you push you to a sense of then patience, which then patience then pushes you to perseverance. And if you can persevere and you can weather the storm, you, my friends, will lack nothing. So choose joy, choose the attitude of gratitude, and choose the posture of worship, my friends. That episode with Mr. Paul Hippler will be coming up right after the short break.
We'll be right back with more after this.
Guys, Dr. Tim for Ignite Men's Impact Weekend coming August 13th and 14th at Thomas Road Baptist Church. This Ignite is fire. Experience Zach Williams live in concert. Former Pittsburgh Steeler linebacker Ryan Shazier is with us. Best-selling author that fought the battle in Benghazi, Mark Ozgeist for our God and Country Night. Liberty University head football coach Hugh Freeze is with us. World Series champion Daryl Strawberry, Rick Grigsby, so much more. It wouldn't be Ignite without the Extreme Outdoor Expo and Kids Zone, with dozens of workshops, stuff that men love, hunting, fishing, football, and more, featuring some of the leading experts in the world. Best news, Virginia is wide open, all restrictions are gone, and we can't wait to get to Ignite. Tickets, just $69 until June 30th. Youth, military, servicemen, retired, only $49. Bring a buddy, 10 or more, save $5 a ticket. Get them now at ignitemen.net. That's ignitemen.net. Don't miss this one.
Welcome back to the Built Different Podcast. Here's your host, Zach Clinton.
Hey, Paul. Thanks so much for joining us today, brother.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me, Zach. I've been looking forward to this for a long time and just excited to talk today.
Absolutely, man. I'm ecstatic to talk to you as well. When I heard your name from someone that we pretty much both call Aunt Shalene, that's Shalene Bryan. She was on a previous podcast not too long ago with us. Man, I started looking you up. I started searching you online, and I quickly came to realize that this kid, Paul Hippler, was quickly becoming this overnight name, right? Following this big March Madness basketball tournament upset where you and Abilene Christian University took out and ended the season for the University of Texas. I mean, the horns down thing, everything that came out of you, it all blew up, man. And so, like, viewing you, it was evident to me that you brought just this energy and this passion from the sideline that really just, there was something different about you, man. So, just to start out today, what is, you know, the desire and the passion within you really all about? I mean, it's obvious there's just something unique that beats inside of you, man.
Yeah, totally. And you touched on it. I mean, it's rare. And I think the reason I blew up and, you know, a lot of people, you know, are celebrated is because they do something that's unusual. You know, they do something that's an anomaly.
Yeah.
And I think people saw me, they're like, whoa, this guy's, you know, a senior. He's on this team. He's been there for 4 years and he's going nuts for people that are playing in front of him, you know, during March Madness, which, you know, was his dream to play in. And, you know, like you said, like, I'm a basketball player. It was my dream to, you know, score 20 points a game, but you know, that wasn't my, my role this year. You know, I had no control over that, but I could control my passion, my energy. And, you know, I can do that, you know, fueled through my faith in Christ. And that's where all dials back to. And I remember this this man wrote an article about me, and he's of a different faith. And he wrote, he said, there's just a light about Paul Hippler on the bench. And I was like, that light is Jesus Christ, 100%. And that light isn't me. It's 100% the Holy Spirit working in my life. And, you know, that's what fuels my passion for everything in life, you know, not just basketball, but, you know, in my eventual marriage coming up and in law school that I have coming up too. So, you know, that's what fuels me every single day of the week.
Man, that's powerful stuff. And I love you said doing something that is unusual. And that's the piece that really, I think, exactly, it personifies who you were when I looked you up and the videos that I saw and stuff. It was very unusual to see somebody. And I always tell people, I think it's extremely hard. Like, show me a man who can embrace and find joy in somebody else's successes, because that is a true person that has good character. And I think it's one of the toughest things to do, especially in sports. You know that.
Yeah.
If we're working our butts off and if we're not really reaping or seeing the reward by the playing time and the different things, and we'll get into that. But I mean, that's hard to do. Man, so it was awesome to see that. And my next question kind of goes right into it, this burning and this desire that you're describing. When do you think that became evident in your life? I mean, was that something that you've always been like? Like, is that the definition of Paul Hippel, or is there a specific moment in your life that it really kind of came to fruition?
You know, there's not really a specific moment. I've always been, you know, a super high energy dude. You know, that's just the way that God made me. You know, he didn't make everyone like that. Obviously, there's some people that, you know, are reserved, and God uses them in that way too. But you know, God made me with, you know, fire, energy, caffeine, you know, the whole nine yards. And, you know, especially in sports and everything, you know, I've looked at the athletes that I kind of modeled my game after was this crazy guy named Marshall Henderson. He played for Ole Miss like a long time ago, just like a crazy dude. And, you know, I watched him growing up and I was like, I like that guy, you know, because he's not just a baller. Like, he brings the energy to the court, like, everything. And, you know, he was a big trash talker, which I'm not huge on trash talking, but you know, that kind of energy. But yeah, I've always, God has always used me, you know, as an energy guy, whether that was, you know, giving, you know, speeches in high school at pep rallies, you know, being the funny guy on stage, you know, whatever, it's whatever I'm doing, you know, it's always been, you know, energy and passion that has fueled whatever I've done. So yeah.
That's good, man. And that's built different right there, right? It's not all about the talent piece. And that's what I want people to understand from this interview, is that you don't have to be the superstar. You don't have to be the 20-point scorer, right, that we always dream of being. You don't have to be that person to be able to make a difference.
Yeah.
And that's the piece that I want to dive into right here, because, you know, in reading a lot of articles, seeing the highlights of you, things that we've discussed on the phone not too long ago, were that, like you're saying, you may not have gotten the playing time that you dreamt of or that you wanted in college. I went through a season of my career in college baseball where I didn't get the playing time that, you know, I had dreamt of. And it's a hard transition, right? When you're going from high school and like you're the guy, you're the man, you're the girl, whatever it is, that you're the star. And then all of a sudden it's so humbling then to just take a backseat, right, to somebody else and find success. Like, find joy and satisfaction in celebrating somebody else's successes. It's extremely hard to do. So, Paul, help us understand how you're able to consistently choose joy during the moments of your career rather than losing heart. And what are some practical things maybe that you did or that you thought about, et cetera, that helped you stay in the fight?
Yeah, that's a huge box to unpack. So I have a really – one of my biggest mentors in my life is the number one high school baseball coach in America. His name is Glenn Cicchini.
Wow.
And he's at Barb High School in Louisiana. And he's talked to me at my lowest points, man. There was a point in high school when I was on a hospital bed because my appendix ruptured in practice, and he was on the phone with me every day. And one of the points he emphasized with me that really didn't like grow until I got to be at college was control what you can control. Like, so I took that to the max. And I said, no matter what, I'm going to control what I can control. And at the end of the day, I'm going to be happy because I did everything that I could. So I became the guy, you know, I'd be up at the gym, 9:30 to 10:30 was my slot every day. And I'd work my butt off. You know, I'd be in the weight room extra working my butt off. And then, yeah, just in everything, in school too. You know, I was fortunate. I was a 4.0 student when I graduated, you know, on top of being a Division I athlete, which is also, you know, very rare, but controlling everything that you control, you can live with the end result. So that's, I mean, God has just has taught me that, you know, it goes back to Colossians 3:23, you know, whatever you do, work at it as if you're working for the Lord and not for man. And I remember there's this Martin Luther King quote also that said, like, he's talking about the street sweeper. And he goes, if you're the street sweeper, you should sweep the streets like Michelangelo is painting, you know, the Sistine Chapel. Like God himself would come down and say, here was the greatest street sweeper of all time. You know, everyone wants to be, you know, the celebrity, the famous, you know, rock star, whatever. But a lot of us, you know, have to be the street sweeper.
Mm-hmm.
And how are you going to be like with the street sweeper?
Mm.
And that's, you know, what I've looked at also. And yeah. And the big thing with keeping joy was I listened to this Rick Warren sermon with my dad my sophomore year, and he's talking about the Beatitudes.
Yeah.
And how the Beatitudes actually mean, you know, happy are those, you know, in the direct translation. And at the end of the service, he said something that I'm going to remember this the rest of my life. He said, if you can be happy for others, you're going to be happy all the time.
Mm.
And then he touches on, you know, good things happen to us, but they're few and far between. So if you're only happy when something good happens to you, you're going to be happy maybe like 10% of your life.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh my gosh, I want to be happy all the time.
Yeah.
So that's how I can step out there when I'm a senior, not playing at all, even though I've worked to play. I think I deserve to play, but I want to be happy for other people, you know, because I want to be a light for Christ no matter where I am, on the bench, on the court, scoring 20, scoring zero, all that. So yeah, mm-hmm. that's the long-winded answer to that question.
Man, that's powerful. And that's mm-hmm. so good, because I think what you just described, in a sense, when you're talking about just being happy when things are going well, that's contingent joy or conditional joy, right? So when things are going good for me, yeah, I'll be upbeat, I'll be happy, I'll be passionate, bring the energy. But when things are going bad, it's a different story. But what we're talking about is something completely different, and that's the unconditional joy, right? That only Christ can fulfill in our life, because our identity is found in so much more than athletics and so much more than a career, a profession. Whatever it is, God is in the midst of it. And so you can find joy, like you said, being happy when for other people at all times, because then you'll always be happy. And I think Inky Johnson, he's one of the guys that I look up to in motivational speaking, different things like that.
Love
we had him on.
I love him, man.
Love him too. He asked the question, can you be committed to the process without being emotionally attached to the results? And I think that is all about controlling the controllables, because you can always control your attitude, your passion, your work ethic, all of these things. But playing time, it's not in your hands, right? It's in the coach's hands. It's his decision. But you can show up every single day and be the best version of yourself that you can be.
Yeah.
And that's why I love this. And people need to understand, like you're saying, that the street sweeper, no matter what you're doing in life, I don't care if you're a janitor or you're a CEO of a company, what you do matters, because God has you there for a specific reason, for a specific calling in this specific time. So, Paul, as we're talking, what I love to tell people is when they get discouraged, when they feel like what they're doing doesn't matter, they feel overlooked, is that you cannot waste your wait, right? There's seasons of time when it may feel like you're just waiting on God to show up, but maybe God's waiting on you to take some action, right? So Paul, what is it? How are you able to continually and constantly not waste your waiting seasons in life?
Yeah, it's just living in the moment, you know? And it's funny, because you don't know when God, you know, it talks about, I think in 1 Peter, it talks about, you know, humble yourselves so at the right time, you know, God can exalt you.
Mm.
You don't know when he's going to exalt you, you know, so you got to be ready. And for me, you know, going into the conference tournament, I remember I parked my Jeep, you know, right in front of the bus. We were about to leave. And then if we won our conference tournament, you know, we go to Indianapolis for March Madness.
Yeah.
And I felt this crazy presence, right when I got in my car, that the next time you step back in this Jeep, your life is going to change forever. And I know it was God, 100%. I felt it. So what do you think I'm thinking? I'm like, oh, shoot, I'm going to hit a buzzer beater to send us to the tournament.
Right.
So we get to our conference tournament. You know, we win by like 30. And I'm like, okay, that wasn't it. You know, whatever. Like, this team was bad that we played. So that means I'm going to hit a huge shot in March Madness. So we get to March Madness. And literally the day before, you know, we're having practice the day before we're playing Texas, I'm going full court and I'm just hearing like Jim Nance's voice in my head, like, everyone's fouled out, Hipler's in the game, 10 seconds, ACU's down by two. And I'm like draining threes. I'm getting ready, man.
Yeah.
Like, I'm getting ready, cause I think that this is what God has for me.
Mm.
And, you know, we get down the line, we're down one with 10 seconds left against Texas. And I'm like, come on, coach. Like, this is it. This is what God was, you know, saying, by your life is going to change forever.
Hmm.
And like, my coach looks at me and then looks back at the game, ball goes in. And I'm just like, what? Like, that was it, God. Like, come on. That was it. But little did I know, God was working in the background. Like, he was exalting me all over Twitter.
That's right.
All over Instagram, Bleacher Report, ESPN, CBS, like everyone, you know, and they were all like showing me love and everything. And then I didn't see that until I got back in the locker room.
Mm.
So And it's what you do with that platform.
Yeah.
You know, I could have just went and been an Instagram influencer and, you know, sold t-shirts, you know, of myself and, you know, did all this self-glorifying stuff, but I don't want that, man. I'm called here to glorify the name of Jesus Christ. And that's why every opportunity I get to speak, I do it. I don't care if it's some little kid in his bedroom interviewing me. That's one person that can hear the gospel. I'm not too big to preach to anyone. So I guess just always be ready. Like you said, like with carrying your weight and, you know, not knowing when God's, you know, going to do it, you got to always be ready because you have no idea. And I'm the biggest testament to that, like the biggest one. Yeah,
I love that. Always be ready. And that's so important for so many people to hear because, like I'm saying, a lot of people and like you're saying, so many people are out there, man, and they just they feel overlooked. They feel like this season of life that they're in is just it is pointless, right? It doesn't matter. God can't do anything with it. But God can do anything with everything, man. I'm telling you, if you just bring that heart and that passion, that joy, like watch what God can do, right? He'll show up and he'll show off in your life and in your testimony. So, man, it's powerful just to hear that piece of how you were thinking one thing, like this is what it's going to be, and then how God completely used it in a completely different way. But look at the impact and the power. In my mind, you're having more impact now than you would have if you would have had a game-winning shot. Because game-winning shots, they come and they go in the snap of a finger. But stuff that we're doing, that you're talking about, man, what you're talking about, that's eternal. That's eternal impact on people's lives. So, Paul, I commend you for that, man. And just I want to challenge you, continue to stay ready, man, because you have no idea the doors that God's going to open for your life. But Paul, as we dive in, one of my favorite passages of scriptures in James 1, some of my favorite verses, James 1, 2 to 4, and they read, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything." Paul, after reading those verses, discussing this concept of joy that we've been talking about here in this interview today, what do you think those verses are really saying?
So I think, you know, I've read this these verses so much growing up, and I mean, I think they coincide so much with Philippians 4, if you read it.
Yep.
You know, it talks, and it's the most misquoted chapter of the Bible, you know. I mean, every athlete has in their bio Philippians 4:13, you know, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me," which is true.
Yep.
It's true. But if you're missing the context, it's Paul talking about, you know, how he can be content in every situation. He's talking about how he's been poor, he's been rich, he's been hungry, he's been fed, you know, name it. But he can be content in every single situation, no matter what's happening to him. And it, I mean, it goes back to our whole concept is, you know, happy are those, et cetera, et cetera. But no matter what happens to you, having the joy of the Lord. And, you know, Paul, I think a lot of people forget that Paul's goal was to get to Rome and just to preach to the masses. That was his whole goal. It wasn't his goal to be arrested and in prison. But there he was able to write the entire New Testament. You know, that billions of people read every single day for thousands of years after. That's true impact. But, you know, who knows? What if Paul, you know, had his way and just spoke to the masses? You know, he would have changed lives, but would he have had thousands of years of impact? And I mean, that's just also to focus on James, you know, 1:2-4, you know, when you're facing times of trials and everything, you don't want that, but God can work through that. God can work through your trials, and God can exalt you through your trials too. I also thought that God could only use me if I was scoring 20 points at March Madness, or if I was going to be a pro, you know, NBA player, etc. But he used a bench player from Abilene Christian, you know, to speak. And I feel that so much on my chest. And whoever's listening, man, like, you don't have to be, you know, the goat of anything. You can be going through the worst season of your life and still have a huge impact on others around you.
That's right.
And an impact for Christ and his kingdom.
That's right. God can use you, anybody that's listening to this today. God can use you no matter what season of life you're in. I think that's so important, just being able to press into God in even the hardest moments and the mountaintop moments of life, right? Like you said earlier, you're never too big for anything. It doesn't matter what season of life you're going through. We need to humble ourselves, grow close to God, believe in him, pray on these things, think on the things that God has done, on his faithfulness. Scripture is not written about our faithfulness, the faithfulness of man, but it's written about the faithfulness of God in our lives. And then we can then go into Philippians 4:13 and do all things with Christ who strengthens me. Man, Paul, amen. This has been a blast, brother, just being able to hear and just to feel. I feel like you're contagious in this infectious joy that just oozes out of you, man. I really do. And I hear it in your voice, and I hear how passionate you are. And it's like you wear your heart on your sleeve, and I appreciate that, brother. But just to close us out today, to the person out there who's listening that feels discouraged, like they feel like their dream is maybe being put on hold, or the things that they want for their life are not coming to fruition. They feel like their hard work's being taken for granted. They're feeling unseen, unheard, and overlooked. Paul, what are your last thoughts for all of our listeners today that can help breathe some fight, some life, and some encouragement, hope, and motivation into them?
Number one, don't stop fighting, man. Yeah. Don't stop fighting.
Yeah.
And I touched on it at the beginning, and I promise you, control what you can control to the best of your ability, mm-hmm. and you are going to be in a better state of mind. You're going to sleep better. Your relationships are going to be better. Do that. Second, make sure Christ is at the center of everything you do.
That's right.
Let's say I got my biggest dream. Mm-hmm. If I, you know, scored 30 against UCLA or 30 against Texas mm-hmm. and hit the game winning shot, that's over now.
Yeah.
That's over. If my whole purpose was in that, I worked, whatever, 20 years, mm-hmm. 22 years, and it's over. What am I going to do the rest of my life? You know, what did I put into that?
Yeah.
Make sure Christ is at the center of every single one of your dreams, every single one of your passions. And that dream is going to go on forever for the rest of your life. You will always have purpose in it. Mm. You know, everything is finite here. Everything. So if your dream's to go pro, if your dream's to go Division I, if your dream's to whatever, play in high school, etc., there's a start and there's an end to that. No matter who, you know, Kobe Bryant, you know, his career ended. Michael Jordan, his career ended. And these are superhumans.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't Michael Jordan, obviously. No one is Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
And his career ended. No matter what, control what you can control and make sure God is at the center of everything you do, and you will have purpose the rest of your life and for the rest of eternity.
Mm. Paul, control the controllables. Make sure your identity is found in Christ. You're keeping him at the center. And our motto, what you just said, is you're never out of the fight. Paul Hippler, man, we appreciate you, brother. We appreciate your time. We're praying for you in all these different transition seasons of life. You're graduating. You're getting married. You're going to continue spreading the gospel, man. We appreciate you. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Yes, sir. Thank you guys so much.
Man, I'm telling you, that man right there, Mr. Paul, he can bring some flat-out passion and energy to any room that he walks in. Man, I love that guy. I'm so thankful that he was able to join us today just to discuss with us what it looks like to try to live a life of humility, to try to live a life of selflessness, to make the choice to choose joy, to choose happiness, even in the midst of trial, even when life's not going the way that we want it to go or the way we think it should go. And really, in a sense, walking then and praying in a way that is in God's will, not in my own. That's the attitude that I pray that each one of us will have, that we wouldn't try to strive for what we think should happen, our way of living, what we want, but that we would ultimately strive and have the posture of our hearts and our minds directed and focused on Christ and what he truly wants for our lives. Because I promise, Jeremiah 29:11, if his plan is perfect and he has a perfect plan for your life, let's walk in that. Let's follow his lead. And let's walk in his footsteps. Choose joy and choose worship today and every day, my friends. As always, thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you next time on the Built Different podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Built Different podcast with Zach Clinton. As we close today, we want to remind you about the upcoming Waymaker World Conference. This world premier Christian counseling event will be held in Orlando, Florida, September 15th through September 18th. Over the last 14 years, the World Conference has sold out with nearly 7,000 counselors, coaches, pastors, chaplains, and more, representing all 50 states and over 40 countries. To find out more, go to worldconference.net. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Be sure to join us next time for another edition of the Built Different podcast with Zach Clinton.
Hi there, this is Jessica from the Built Different podcast team. As a reminder, you can listen to this show on your favorite podcasting platforms, such as Apple Podcast, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Podcast, and Stitcher. Whatever platform you choose, please remember to subscribe to the Built Different podcast with Zach Clinton. Also, if you happen to catch the show on Apple Podcast, please leave us a review. Thanks again for tuning in to the Built Different podcast.